When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Herd At Sports presents Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
All right, it's another episode of Betting Bites. Really appreciate the feedback. I'm humbled. You guys like it? I love it. So I'm going to keep trying to give you more content of what you guys are asking me for. A lot of DMs I get, you know, at Damon Benning. You can always email the show. It's at the DB Show with Ravi Lula. However you get us, Apple, Google, Spotify. Talk about the things that you guys want to talk about. You know, it started out when we were formulating this idea. It was, what would you ask me if you had a couple, 4 or 5 minutes, just to get a little snippet of what's going to come up? And it has morphed into something beautiful, so we appreciate that. Show coming up here in just a few minutes. It's the DB Show with Ravi Lula. You can get us at ESPN 590, Omaha, ESPN 590, on Twitter, ESPN Tri-Cities on Twitter. You can get us on our own YouTube channel. We have our own RSS feed. Fantastic stuff. So, you know, I've been in this deal trying to process through Minnesota, Colorado, whose burden is it to bear? You know, Coach Rule has tried to explain that, you know, Bass history is not on him. He's 0-2 and he's building something new on the front end, and the disconnect of that message with the fan base, considering that they've seen some similar products for the last 10 years. And I understand that rub, and he's got to stay the course. And I think when you listen to the players, whether it's Gabe Irvin talking about the quarterback handoff exchange, contrary to what Trent Klatt said on the show about whose fault it was, or whether a guy can catch a snap, or the timing on motion, or whatever, it's easy for, you know, fans and media to kind of bottom line it and say, you know what, Satterfield historically, his offenses have turned the ball over this many times, or, you know, Jeff Sims has been this or that. It's just counterintuitive to how coaches coach, why teachers teach, right? Whether you look at a student's case file, hey, some teachers want to know, some teachers don't. Why does the transfer portal work for some and not others if everything is going to turn out how it has been prior to getting said student athletes? Like, things can change, and that's what coaches think. If it didn't work out in one instance for a student athlete in the transfer portal, why would coaches take them if it was going to be more of the same? Coaches just don't think like that. And whether they're right or wrong, or how much due diligence they do, I'm giving you the basic baseline for the thought process of an alpha teacher, like a head coach at a Division I school. And so, can a leopard change its spots? That's not really the point, I think, in the macro, right? The 30,000 foot view. In the micro, yes. Because if you really want to get into the micro, after Minnesota, I heard, well, Jeff Sims can't make all the throws. He has tunnel vision. He can't read. It's this and that. And if you take that debate and move it to week two versus Colorado, he threw the one bad ball where he was late on the out route trying to make a play. But if you look at his passing statistics, 9 of 15 and the two drops, he was razor sharp. So he went from a guy that can't make all the throws, that can't see the field, to a guy that threw one bad ball. So we'd call that progress, right? This week against Northern Illinois, if he plays, it will be, well, can he handle snaps? Can he get on the ball? two of those fumbles weren't even his fault. But it's easy to blame the scapegoat because we want him to be who he always has been. And I just think there's a cautionary tale about that. It's like if you were who you were yesterday and the day before and 3 weeks ago, like, why bother parenting? Why not just turn your kids over to themselves? Why not just let them do their own thing? 3 weeks ago, man, they were late for dinner. A month ago, they're coming off two bad practices and acted like they didn't care. Why do you stay with it? Why don't you just relent, give up? You know why? Because parenting is a lot like coaching. Except instead of 3, 4, 1, 2, or 12 kids, you have 160. So it's not really rational to think that people just all of a sudden will stop doing what they've been called to do, and for the most part, and in particular in Coach Rule's case, that they've been good at. And that's not to talk down. It's just to give perspective, because sometimes I think that's really what it takes, is we need perspective. How can we be looking at the same thing and thinking differently? It's not even about one thought being greater or worse or better than the other. It's just different. And how do we arrive at the same thing? And arriving at the same thing is what he told you the other day in the press conference. Hey, this is kind of what you get when you hire me. Now, if you need confirmation bias or you hear what you want to hear, you may have heard, hey, I'm giving up on this season, or I've resigned myself to a certain amount of wins because it hasn't gone this way. That's not what he was saying. He's telling you that we're going to stay the course and we're going to do what we do because I'm not going to undo what we've tried to do since I've been here in December, because that leads to utter chaos. He's not giving the season a number. We did that. That's not for him to disprove. Like, I just don't know why we do that. Right? It's like, well, that rubbed me the wrong way. It sounds like that's how you interpreted it. Doesn't make it true. So what has to happen in Northern Illinois? Well, whether Jeff Sims plays or not, you may get your druthers, right? If you're on the side of he needs to sit and play a new guy, that may come to fruition. If you're on the side of the fence that, hey, we'd like to see Sims play and he's continuing to make progress, he's responsible for 100% of the 20-plus plays, the explosive plays that we've had all season. I'd like to see if he can now catch a snap. I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek. You may get your wish on that side of it too. But the thing is Nebraska's not playing against Northern Illinois. That's not the opponent. Colorado wasn't the opponent. Minnesota wasn't the opponent. Quality programs use themselves as a measuring stick and as a barometer. And where you are in terms of using the word quality is all relative to where you've been. Can Nebraska be better in week 2 than they were in week 1? In some instances, they were. Special teams took a few steps back. Passing game took a few steps forward. Defensively, they're on an upward trajectory. And I don't care what you say about the 3 big pass plays. I mean, 2 of those were on Nebraska. And that just happens. That's where human error comes into it. So can Nebraska, the running game, the handoff run game, running backs, better? That's progress. The plus-minus plays, better in week 2 than in week 1. The explosive plays, better in week 2 than week 1. That's not DB's opinion. That's fact. It is. Even though the score was worse. So what does it look like against Northern Illinois? That's what you have to ask yourself. When I'm gauging my expectation level and I'm pitting it against Nebraska being their own benchmark, are we making progress? And remember, this is kind of hard for a fan base that has been traumatized. And I feel bad because, Lord knows, it has been really, really hard. It's been a lot of losing. And you want a bowl game, and you want to play meaningful games. So I'm definitely not going to tell people how to be fans. But I would ask for the ability to draw a line in the sand and start here. And if you say, oh, DB, man, I can't do it, man, 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. I simply say to you, why bother cheering for this football team? Not because you're wrong, but they're going through the same things that you are. And if we're expecting better from them to wash away last year and the year before last because it's a new staff and a new year, why would you hold them to a different standard than you hold yourselves to? If you want them to do it and learn how to win and fast forward to the next year and the new staff and not resign themselves like sometimes we have a tendency to do, then I think it's not too much to ask of ourselves. It's another episode of Benning Bites.